Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Coach, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Just review things. I guess we'll first go over the Perry Central game, and then the second section. We'll preview the city game. And then I didn't get old Grant Welp this week. We'll try next week.
Okay. That sounds good.
And we'll add him to the show next week. So,
okay.
So I know
sounds
you guys are
pretty
on
duper.
So we'll get going here.
All right.
I'm cross up, so but just remember, I do edit them. So.
Sure. No, you're good.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the Ross Booth Show. See, I already screwed up. I dropped my voice. Oh, and to warn you, I'll let you know. We have a leak
okay.
in the roof, and we're getting someone to come here today, so. Wouldn't give me a time.
No
so.
Problem. I get it. I understand how that goes.
Yeah. Well, the problem is it's in the bathroom, and the bathroom is getting remodeled, and we're supposed to have the drywallers in today. We were supposed to. And then.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Everything all comes at once.
And for some reason, it was my fault with my wife. She's like, oh, I can't believe this.
Well, sure.
Yeah, but
well,
like,
why would it not be?
Like, we had a new roof put in on 6 years ago. I had no idea. I have no idea what's going on here. So, and you know what? If I knew how to fix it, I'd go up there and fix it myself, wouldn't I?
Absolutely. I have no idea. I'm not Mr. Handyman at all.
No, I'm not either. That's just like she always asks me, why don't you just change your own oil? Well, there are people that know how to do that, and there are also people that don't know how to make tapes into digital and to make them into DVDs and et cetera, all that stuff.
That's
too,
right.
So,
that's exactly
okay.
right. Everybody's got
okay,
their own thing.
Start. Yeah, that's right. And I don't know how to do those things. So, okay,
yeah,
section
yeah,
one in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the Ross Booth Show. Coach, you dropped a 21-7 loss to the Paris Central. Let's start that sentence over again. Coach, you dropped a 21-7 loss to the Paris Central Commodore in your home opener. Why don't you review that game for us?
Yeah, you know, it was a game where we got off to a good start. We were up 7-0 in the first quarter. Then, honestly, couldn't muster up much offense after that. We would have some drives where we got going a little bit, but honestly just couldn't finish drives. And, you know, you got to give credit to Perry Central for some of that as well. But I think the biggest thing we came away with from that game was understanding it is truly a team game. I think there were a lot of plays, both offensively and defensively, where 9-10 guys doing the right thing, and then one or two not. It seemed like on offense when that happened, the guy who should have been blocked or whatever it was the guy that slipped in and made the play. Defensively, it seemed like when the one or two guys weren't doing the right thing, they were going that way and just didn't make the tackle. So I think that was the biggest thing, biggest learning lesson from the game. You know, you got to play every play hard. You got to be focused, locked in every play. But, you know, all those things are fixable. They're correctable. So the biggest things we'll work on after that game, once again, offensively, just blocking to the whistle. I think that's where we got hurt a few times, where we would have just made that half-second-long block. The guy could have been sprung free. And then defensively, just continuing to get better and play more aggressively.
And you know, looking at your stats, you got some seniors that are playing, but you also have some freshmen and sophomore that are playing.
Yeah. Yep, that's exactly right. You know, I think those guys have been holding their own, just fine. Those young guys, and it's another thing with like the stats, you can kind of throw those out the window for this game. But you know, we had more rushing yards, we had more passing yards, had more first downs, and. And unfortunately, you don't win games on the stat sheet. You win it on the scoreboard. So that was a little frustrating too. But yeah, we've got a nice mix of guys playing together. So we have 12 seniors, so a decent amount of them, and then able to mix in some other guys as well.
And we'll be back on the Ross Foose Show, preview this week's contest on the road against Cal City Marksman right after this. Okay, that was section one. Section two. We'll review. We'll go over the Cal City. Ready?
Five, all right. Sounds
four,
good.
Three, two, one. Coaches Friday. You go. I'll start over again. Coach, this Friday you play your second straight Perry Central opponent when you travel to Tell City. Why don't you preview that game for us?
Yeah, Tell City, I think it's kind of like the Perry Central game. You know, you look at their score from last week and know it's kind of lopsided, 35-0 loss to Heritage Hills. But I tell you, Heritage Hills is a much improved team this year. And, you know, Tell City is not a bad team at all. Obviously, they beat Perry Central pretty good week number one of the season. I think offensively, they do a nice job. They run basically split back, a veer type offense, an option type offense where you have multiple guys you got a key on all the time. Their fullbacks, they get downhill, get them the ball, and then obviously if we play it wrong and don't do responsibility football, their quarterback can pull it and he can keep it, and then obviously he can pitch it as well. So I think when we're on defense, it's going to come down to playing a really good responsibility football game. We have to know our keys, have to know our assignments, and really they have four or five guys in the backfield. They'll spread the ball around too, but I think their most athletic players, Keaton Lloyd, he started last year for them, number 11. He's just a really good playmaker. They'll line him up in a lot of different spots and try to get him the football. And then defensively, kind of like when we played them last year, they're very aggressive. They come downhill, come flying downhill. I mean, we'll get a couple different looks from them probably. They'll play some five-man lines, some four-man lines, three-man line. Just do a lot of different things, but they're very active up front. They do a lot of slanting, and then their linebackers and safeties, defensive backs, they really play downhill fast. So it's just going to be one of those games again where, you know, a lot of people say, oh, well, I'm sure after Tell City's game last week, they'll be fired up. They'll be hungry again, which I'm sure they will be. But I think we should be as well after our loss to Perry Central. So I think it'll just come down to, honestly, the basic things again that we'll keep working on, blocking and tackling and just the little things that have been making a big difference.
And, you know, by talking to Coach Webb, it sounds like they lost a lot of linemen from last year, but they have a lot of skilled people back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They were very, very heavy on the line last year with seniors, both sides of the ball, and even on defensively, the linebacker spot, they pretty well had all seniors as well. But, yeah, they do have a good returning amount of skilled guys that got some action last year. So, you know, that's one of those teams that keep getting better and better each week as well. But, you know, our big focus this week, obviously you got to focus on Tell City and work on schemes and things like that. But our big focus this week is ourselves. We just got to do better at the little things, blocking and tackling, and just keep improving on that each week.
And, you know, next week we'll be talking to your assistant, Grant Welp, and we'll add him to the broadcast.
Yeah, that'd be great. Grant was a Forest Park grad, and then played college football at Franklin, and then actually even played a little bit of professional ball over in Sweden, I believe it was. So, yeah, he's been a great asset to get back here at Forest Park, not only football-wise, but he's just a great guy all the way around. Great for the school, great for the community, him and his wife. And then they have his wife, Addie, and they have a little boy named Brooke. So, just awesome to have him back in the community, and definitely nice to have him helping with football.
And does he also know a little bit about basketball, seeing how his brother's the coach of the basketball team?
I think a little bit. I always give him a hard time that, you know, football's his niche, but no, he does. He was a really good basketball player, and actually is an assistant coach on the basketball team as well. So He is a he's a well-rounded guy, that's for sure.
And that's it for this week's Ross. And that's it for this week's Ross Foose Show, brought to you by the Southwestern Indiana Sports Network, powered by Milligan Brosford Communications. Good luck this week, Coach.
All right, thanks, Jim.
See you next week to talk more about Forest Park Ranger football. Okay, we're out. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here waiting for the doorbell to ring, thinking, okay, when's that going to happen? Because I've got like a day of recording, and this is probably the worst time for me to have people coming to visit. So,
yeah, no, you're good. It's all good.
Well, we'll get you on, and it'll be on. It'll be up this afternoon.
All right, I appreciate it.
And thank you for doing the show. Thanks.
All right, have a good day. We'll see
you. You too. Bye.
Two Boys Pike. This is Lisa. Can I help you?
Yes, is Annette in, please?
She is. Can I tell her who's calling?
Joe Milligan.
What was the name? I'm sorry.
Joe Milligan.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Approve those items up to your overdraft limit of $500. Thank you for calling Du Bois Pike Federal Credit Union. We appreciate your visit and we will be with you shortly. We invite you to like and follow us on Facebook. You can...
Hey, Joe, it's Annette.
Annette, this is, okay, sorry to bother you again. But...
Yep.
This apartment and I usually get a to-do list every day and stuff. So Rich's going to have to get like three or so money orders today. And
okay.
Liz was afraid that as far as apartment, and because he can only get like money orders of $1,000 or something like that. And Liz was afraid that fraud prevention would pick that up. So she wanted to call and wanted me to call and just let you know that it is legitimate.
Okay, so you're saying he's going to do three money orders and they're going to be over $1,000 each?
It could be three. It could be three. It could be, I don't know for sure how many it is, but it's going to be $1,000.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And he's just going to do that like through his debit card or what?
It
like how's he purchasing them?
Yeah. I'm sure he's purchasing with his
what?
Debit card. I'm sure he's
with
purchasing
his debit card. Okay, then.
Yeah.
I need to get you to Lisa, and she can open that up because the purchase limit is only $2,500. So we need to get it open so he can do that, and then she can.
I think she did that yesterday for through Friday.
Oh, well, okay. Okay.
For like
so you just want us aware that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. I will pass it along.
Prevention center would call and say no, you can't do that or whatever.
Yep. All righty. I will tell Lisa.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Stop it. I'm fucking done with it. Stop it.
Hello.
Hello, Coach. How you doing?
Good. Hey, before we get started, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Is there any possible way, I don't know when you play these or whatever, but is there a possible way that we could do these on Thursday morning?
That's not a problem.
Okay. The only reason I ask, by Thursday, I pretty much know what's going on in terms of our kids, you know, because sometimes we have kids that are out or coming back, and that I could give you a better synopsis of what's actually going on by Thursday, if that makes
sense. Know,
early in the week, I can't tell you.
And if you want to do it this Thursday, that's fine, too. I'm wide open, so.
Well, let's go ahead and knock. We'll knock it out now. But from now on, we'll just plan on Thursday whenever you text
that's
me.
Great
perfect.
That's great because Blog Talk Radio only allows us 2 hours a day, and Thursdays is wide open. So that's great.
Perfect.
If you can
let's
do it Thursday.
That.
That's great. Okay. Well, go over section one. Section one, we'll go over the Harrison game, and section two, we'll do the Joe Shelton interview.
Okay.
And in section three, we'll preview the Rice game.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then Thursdays were great. That actually fits in my schedule a lot better. So, and we can get it.
Perfect.
I mentioned it.
And
seeing how we won't have any other shows Thursday, we can get that on right away. So we work on that and get it done. That'd be great. I'll make a note right now. And I'm going to make a note real quick. Sounds good. Okay, I've got that. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's get going. And just like I said, I'll screw up and we'll just fix it and no one will even know. So, okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the Tony Lewis Show. Coach, you won a 49-12 contest last week against Evansville Harrison. It didn't start out the way you wanted, I'm sure, but it sure did finish the way Wildcats finish. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that game?
Well, I thought, you know, we came out, to be honest with you, I thought we were very lackluster on both sides of the ball. Gave up an early touchdown and then gave up another touchdown on a long quarterback run where we missed 4 to 5 tackles. And, you know, it was a teachable game, a teachable moment. As we talked to our kids at halftime, we stressed that in the future, when we tell you we're not having a good week of practice, you need to listen. We need leadership from the seniors. We need guys to fall in line. We need guys to do the little things right and pay attention to detail. And we did not do that last week in practice, and it was very evident early in the game. We picked it up as the game went along. Obviously, we were able to throw the ball a little bit more than what we have done previously. Again, we put the ball on the ground in the first half and did not perform. And I personally didn't think we really played very hard at all. So, it was, a teachable moment, something we could go over on film on Saturday and hopefully apply in the future.
Sorry, I muted it. That was my problem. Something I knew I started, I had a dog barking, so I muted it. Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're back on the Tony Lewis Show to talk about the defense. Excuse me. And we'll be back on the Tony Lewis Show to talk to defensive coordinator Joe Shelton right after these messages from our sponsors. You're listening to the Tony Lewis Show. Okay, and then we'll go to section three. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're back on the Tony Lewis Show. Coach, it's always nice to have a coach that has been around your program for a while. And in defensive coordinator Joe Shelton, you sure do have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe is kind of my right-hand man for everything. He's humble. He thinks about the kids first and puts the kids first. He puts our program first. He's been involved in, obviously, in Jasper football for a long time as a player and a coach. He was part of the state championship team as an assistant coach and has done a great job, you know, for the few years that I've been here. And again, he's kind of my right-hand man and who we go to when I have questions or concerns. And, you know, he knows a lot of the right people to talk to and to get answers, and just a great guy.
And, you know, I've had three sons go through the Jasper football program and the Jasper track program. And I know Joe Shelton's always meant a lot to them.
Yeah, he's a personable guy that, you know, does things right and cares about people. And that's the most important thing you can have in a coach is somebody that cares about others and puts their best interests at heart.
Okay. This week you return home to Jerry Brewer Alumni Stadium to take on the Wright's Panthers. Preview this year's Panthers for us, Coach.
Well, I think they're a very explosive team. You know, they scored 41 points last week and didn't give up any. And then the previous week they scored, I believe, 31 points. So, you know, they've scored over 70-some points in two games. They're averaging 35 to 36 points a game. They run the ball well. Number 34 and number 1 are their two main running backs. Their quarterback can also pull the ball in some of the read plays, his number 17. He's very accurate, good thrower of the football, athletic. They've got 3 to 4 receivers along with a good tight end, number 11. He spreads the ball around, and they've got a good offensive line. So they're going to be a tall task for us to contain defensively. On the other side of the ball, they're very quick. They're not overly big in some positions, but they're very athletic. They do a great job of running to the football, and they shut out Ben Sims last week. So obviously they're going to come in to our place, our first home game, with a lot of confidence, and it should be a great atmosphere with good crowds on both sides of the ball.
And it's always fun to tailgate at the Orr Jasper game. So, and you know, and it is the battle of the undefeated. Both teams are 2-0. And Coach, I just read, I didn't realize this, that your team, and I'm sure you don't care. You care about the end of the year, but you're ranked 6th this week.
Well, anytime, you know, that happens, that's, you know, a lot of different opinions from a lot of different people. And as we tell our kids all the time, when you win, you're going to get a lot of pats on the back, but we all need to understand there's a lot of room for improvement, coaches and players. I think last week our kids, unfortunately, heading into the Harrison game, were reading some of their press clippings and how good they are, and we didn't realize that we needed to practice and practice with a purpose. So hopefully our kids learn from that game, and again, those things are always nice, but basically we want to be playing our best football at the end of the year where we can make a deep run in the playoffs. So with that, go Wildcats.
And that's it for this week's Tony Lewis Show, brought to you by the Southwestern Indiana Sports Network, powered by Milligan Bros for Communications. See you next week to talk more about Jasper Wildcats football. Until then, good luck, Coach, and bring home another victory.
Thank you very much. Go Wildcats.
And we're out. Okay, and I'll call you next Thursday. That Thursday actually works really good. I was just reading that, and I thought – okay, that works out good. So,
okay,
we'll talk to you next
that
Thursday.
Sounds good. Well, just sounds good. Just give me a text whenever you're ready, and we'll make it happen.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Have a good week.
Bye. We're back on Mighty Pet Show. The Raider JV coach is with Walt Wright. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about your playing experience and coaching experience. Hello? Try again. Hello? Hang up and call you again. Because I can hear you. Hello, Coach. I'm going to try again. Something's wrong with the Blog Talk Radio line today. Let me try it again one more time.
Hello.
Okay, I can hear you now. I don't know what's going on with these lines. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with these lines today. I've had to call everybody about 3 or 4 times. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, at least it's not just
one
me.
Will, yeah, no, it's I've talked to Todd Wilkerson. He said he was hearing himself, and that's all he was hearing. So,
yeah, that's me too.
Well, first section we'll go over your 4-1 last week, okay? And then section two, I'll play the Elizabeth Albrecht interview. And in section three, you can preview what you got coming up this week, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and to warn you, if you hear dogs barking or if I go on mute, we have a leak in our roof, and I've been home waiting for someone to come. So
gotcha.
Just to warn you. Yeah, and it's in the bathroom, and that's what's being remodeled, and the drywallers were supposed to come today, and I had to call and tell them that not to come because it was fixed, and of course it was my fault with my wife. It's like I didn't do anything. She's like, how long is it going to take these drywallers to come back? I don't have any idea. So, but yeah, it's my fault, and that's why I asked about the flooring because you know we had a contractor before and he was terrible and we shit canned him and I'm going to get off cheaper by just contracting it myself, getting my own drywallers and everything else. So,
yeah.
But okay, we'll start, and I'm sure I'll screw up and we'll fix it. So,
okay. Sounds
good. 4, 3, 2, 1. And welcome to the Mandy Kai Show, Coach. Last week you finished 4-1 with wins over Princeton, Boonville, Perry Central, and Henryville. Why don't you go over those games for us?
Okay, yeah. We had a good run at Princeton, kind of started off slow again, managed to kind of squeak back with a win on the road there. So that was another good PAC victory for us there. They were a very scrappy team, picked up a lot of balls from us, so our attackers kind of had to get creative sometimes. And then we saw face Boonville at home, one of our few home matches, it seems like, this year, for another PAC victory. So that was my first time beating Boone. Sorry, you'll have to edit that part out. First time beating Boonville in my coaching career, and I was proud of them because that was actually one of the first times I think we didn't drop a set. In a match this season. So we did a good job kind of hanging on and being competitive from first through the third set there. So I was proud of them for that. Then we went to Perry Central for our Saturday Perry Central Invitational. Had to claw our way back in the second set against Perry for our first match. I think we were down like 10 to 19 or so in our second set, after winning the first, and Caitlin Frick put up a good serving game right there to kind of bring us back in it and tie it back up, and then we kind of took it from there in a very close one. We had to sit 2 games before we played another match, and we faced Tell City at that point. Had a first tight a first match that was really tight. I think it was 22-25, and then for the first time kind of since our beginning, our first match of the season, our wheels kind of fell off and we just weren't competitive in that set, couldn't string together enough points and had just too many unforced errors overall. So we weren't able to pull off a victory against Tell City there. Again, another really scrappy team who puts up a good block, got a lot of height on their team. We will thankfully get to see them again, though, on the 13th for our rescheduled PAC matchup at home. So hopefully we'll be able to put together a better showing against them and maybe come up with a PAC victory in that matchup. So got some work to do before then to be able to get that done. But I think we're capable if we, you know, play a little more consistently than we did against them on Saturday. We were able to bounce back, though, against Henryville for our last match of that day and beat them in straight sets. So overall, not too bad. And unfortunately, you know, not coming up as victors in the tournament yet. We got one more shot at it in our home tournament in a couple weekends. So hopefully maybe we can get a first-place victory in that one there. So.
Well, you know, last week I took my wife to the Boonville game, and mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing I noticed when I looked at the roster, there aren't many seniors on this team.
No, there's not. We haven't had many a big senior class in 3 years or so, at least. Usually we've only had, you know, 2 to 4 probably at the most. Next year is going to be a different story because we have a huge junior class moving up, so. Yeah, definitely, like you said, but our two seniors are good leaders out there on the court and have been an integral part of our varsity team for many years now, so they come with a lot of experience. So,
well, I invite anybody, if you haven't been out to see the Raiders play volleyball, I invite you out to do that because you'll enjoy yourself.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you could come.
And we'll be back on the Mandy Kai Show to talk to Raider JV coach Elizabeth Albrandt right after this word. And we'll be back on the Mandy Kai Show to talk to Raider JV coach Elizabeth Albrandt right after these words from our sponsors. Okay, we're out. Section one. Then we'll add in Elizabeth when I talk all her. And now we'll start with section three. Ready?
Yep.
In 5, 4, 3. 2, 1. And we're back on the Mandy Kai Show. Coach, I'll tell you what, Elizabeth Albrandt, she's very impressive.
She's a good one. We're happy to have her. We got lucky grabbing her when she took a teaching job over at Southridge. So we should be a good future coach for us as well and expect her to be around the program for a long time.
Coach, this week the Raiders are on the road. Tuesday at Gibson Southern and Thursday at Springs Valley. Why don't you preview those games for us?
Okay, yeah. Actually, last year we were up 2-0 at home against Gibson and managed to lose in 5 sets to them. So that was kind of a heartbreaker at the end of the season. We battled them hard. I expect a good battle again this year. They're another team that has a good blocking team, a lot of height. So our hitters are going to have to, again, mix it up a little bit, find a way around, over, between, whatever the block. And like I said, find holes, hit the ball whether or not, is always the key. I always tell my team it's kind of just like in elementary school. The game is called keep away. So if you can do that better than the other team, you're likely to, you know, come up with some victories there. And then against Springs Valley, they always have a tough team. Again, another team that always seems to have some height. Southridge does not usually seem to have a lot of height going for us. So we, again, have to deal with sometimes some big hitters, some stronger hitters that maybe can get around or over our blocks. Our backcourt defensively has got to be on their toes and read hitters, which I think they are getting a lot better at that already through this season so far, not letting as many balls hit the floor uncontested. So our goal is to try to get a hand on everything that comes over our net in some way. So I think also we're doing a lot better job than we were in the beginning of the season on our serve receives, been a little more consistent, and that helps obviously to generate a lot more offense on our side. But we still, I think, need to step it up a little bit more in balancing our attack and having some other hitters step up and kind of terminate the ball when needed, take some pressure off of some of our other hitters as much as possible. So, but I think, you know, again, if we're all doing our job well and passing and serving well, we can, you know, put up a good fight against most teams that we're going to see this year. So.
And that's it for this week's Mandy Kai Show, brought to you by the Southwestern Indiana Sports Network, powered by Milligan Brosmer Communications. See you next week to talk more Southridge volleyball. Coach, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we're out. And I'll stick Elizabeth in when I talk to her. So.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
And we're back on the Mandy Kai Show with Raider assistant. And we're back on the Mandy Kai Show with Raider JV coach Elizabeth Albrand. Elizabeth, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your playing experience? Elizabeth, why don't you tell us a little bit about your playing experience and coaching experience?
do with that.